Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, May the 14th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Boy, we got a lot to do on a reaction Monday. We want to hear your reaction to what you saw, heard, read this weekend. Listen to this weekend. Clemson takes 2 out of 3 from Austin Peay, loses Friday night 6-3, comes back 10-1 on Saturday. A walk-off Grayson Bird home run yesterday, 3-2 win. Tigers now 39-13. They go to Kennesaw State tomorrow night, then board a plane after the game. It's a 6 o'clock game, by the way, 5:30 pregame show. Have Wednesday off as they prepare for Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, last regular season weekend series up in Pennsylvania, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday. So we're looking forward to that and a 3-game set there. Tigers are RPI-wise now, 11th in the RPI. They fall 1. Florida State jumps them after this weekend, sweeping Mount St. Mary's. Gamecocks took 2 out of 3 from Missouri. They lost 5-3 Friday night, won 6-3 Saturday, got a 1-0 walk-off from Cortez yesterday. They are now 30-21, 15-12 in the SEC. The Gamecocks have USC upstate at home on Tuesday. Who knows about rain this weekend? It's going to be wet Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday around here at least. And they will go to Texas A&M for a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday deal. In the rest of the ACC, Duke, surprisingly, I think, took 2 out of 3 from North Carolina. NC State beat Wake Forest, or swept Wake Forest. I'll tell you about the standings here in a second. Rest of the ACC, Florida State out of conference, Mount St. Mary's 4-0. Miami swept Virginia Tech. Louisville beat Boston College 2 out of 3. Notre Dame beat Pittsburgh 2 out of 3. Virginia beat Georgia Tech 2 out of 3. In the SEC, Florida takes 2 out of 3 from Georgia, wins another series. Arkansas sweeps A&M. LSU beats Alabama 2 out of 3. Ole Miss sweeps Auburn. Kentucky beats Mississippi State 2 out of 3, and Vanderbilt beats Tennessee 2 out of 3. So ACC standings as we now speak. It is Clemson with a 1-game lead over NC State. NC State this weekend coming up has, I think I'm right by telling you this, NC State goes to Florida State this weekend. And the Tigers are against the rest of that division there, if I can find it. 4 up over Louisville and 4 up over FSU, so they've clinched over those two with only 3 games left in the conference. The only team that can beat them in the division is NC State. Again, Clemson at Pittsburgh, NC State at Florida State. In the other division, North Carolina has a 1.5-game lead over Duke, 5 over Miami, so a 2-team race in the Coastal Division. And in the overall divisions, you know, for the overall number one seed in the ACC, Clemson and North Carolina tied now. Duke is 1.5 back. Virginia Tech goes to North Carolina this weekend, and Duke goes to Georgia Tech. Tech. In the SEC after this weekend, Florida has clinched. They have a 4-game lead over Georgia, 5 over South Carolina in the East. Arkansas, a 1-game lead over Ole Miss, 3-game lead over LSU. Perhaps the biggest sporting event in my mind over the weekend, maybe NBA playoffs. Celtics crushed the Cavs. Tonight, game one, Houston and Golden State. Celtics 1 up over Cleveland. In my mind, the biggest sporting event this weekend, Webb Simpson wins at the TPC. And interesting enough, we have new world number one. Justin Thomas takes that over from Dustin Johnson. We'll talk about Tiger Woods, who finished 11th, and Jordan Spieth, who they played together. That was another fascinating pairing there. Major League Baseball, Yankees, Boston, Atlanta all do well over the weekend. We got some Major League Baseball thoughts for you coming up in segment two. NCAA Men's Golf Regionals begin today. We'll tell you about where our local teams are during our Palmetto Golf Report. We'll do that. We have SportsIllustrated.com's top 25 in college football, their preseason poll. Magazines will be out either this week or next week. I'm thinking next week. We'll see. One might sneak out between now and then, our football preseason magazines. I traveled the state yesterday, and I'll tell you an observation I had about Clemson and South Carolina. I'll tell you that coming up. And then finally, if we have a time today, maybe tomorrow, we'll talk about Woody McCorvey's comments about Dabo Swinney and Dabo's thought that he would go to Alabama. Pretty interesting thought about the Clemson longtime administrative assistant who's been with Dabo Swinney, who coached him at the University of Alabama, who's here now at Clemson. So a lot to do, as you can tell, on Reaction Monday. There is a lot to react to. Oh, by the way, NHL, Caps won last night. They beat the Lightning. Finally, that one was 6-2, and they have a 2-0 lead there. Jets 1-0 lead over Vegas. They have game two up in Winnipeg tonight. Now, the most important part of the show, most important part of the show is introducing the engineer, the producer, the oil that stirs the pot, the Mr. Or 24 in Twitter world, number one in your heart. However, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey Pyler. How are we doing?
I'm great, my friend. How are you doing?
Doing very well this morning.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear. How was your weekend?
Listen, I was here more than I was home, but not baseball. Bad. Clemson baseball gets 2 out of 3 from Austin Peay.
Yeah, not bad. I misspoke. I said Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday afternoon up in Pittsburgh. It's actually Thursday night, Friday afternoon, and then Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. 6-3-1.
There you go.
On your times there. What were your thoughts about the series win against Austin
Peay? Well, first and foremost, it finished with a bang, right? Grayson Bird with a nice little walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th yesterday. That game felt like it had no end in sight at times. But it was nice to see him run into one there and get the Tigers a win and get out of there with, if we're going to be honest with ourselves, probably a fortunate series win against a very scrappy Austin Peay team.
Yes. I give Austin Peay a lot of credit. We watched Friday's game, had some company over Friday night, kind of watched it out of the corner of our eye, and boy, they just hit some bombs.
Sure.
The one kid hit a 470-foot shot.
470.
That I think just came down. The rest of the, they banged the ball at the ballpark. I thought it was a pretty good club. I went to Saturday's game, and quite frankly, Clemson just, you know, it was a better team. And then listen to Qualk and Bob yesterday. And, it was tough. Riley Gilliam looks really, really good. And he threw a bunch of pitches again yesterday, but I thought he looked good. But besides that, you know what? It wasn't the best weekend series, but you got a series win out of it. And there's some issues in there. You know, offense, some guys at the bottom of the lineup. Who knows? We got some guys to make some decisions through all this. And I just want to see Kier Meredith back at some point in time. Either he's the most injury-prone guy, or they're very careful with him, or both, or I don't know there. But I think it's a big week for Clemson baseball. You want to finish strong, and then next week it's tournament time.
From what I've understood about Kier Meredith, it's probably about a week out. I think it's more of a cautionary thing rather than he is injury-prone. There's no doubt about it. You can't deny that at this point. But they're trying to make sure he'll be healthy for, ideally, a bit of a run here in the postseason.
You know what's crazy, though, is like, man, every week it's like, yeah, we think we might get him back this weekend.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with Pittsburgh. So what did you do this weekend besides Clemson baseball?
All right. Had some friends over Friday night for dinner. Two couples and their kids. And,
what'd you make?
Grilled chicken on the Traeger. Man, it's so good. Come on, see my buddy Ben Duncan, Ace Hardware in Simpsonville. Get your Traeger. And you know what everybody said? Mickey, this chicken's so moist.
Mickey, wow.
The chicken's so moist, I can't believe it. So we had a good time with them on two different couples on Friday night. Played golf Friday afternoon. Played okay. Yeah. Saturday, okay. Yeah. And then Saturday night afternoon went to a baseball game. Came home, watched a little Dunkirk. You seen it yet?
Dunkirk?
Yeah.
The
movie about World War II?
Yes. I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about. The boat rescue, right?
Yeah, but it's one of those movies. It's good, not great. Too much going on, kind of a thing.
This was.
I want to see it again.
That was covered in the Churchill movie.
Yes,
if you recall.
Right, right. So to be honest with you, I wasn't totally familiar with the overall. I'd heard it before, but I didn't know the importance of it until the Churchill movie. Mm-hmm. Churchill movie much better than Dunkirk, by the way. Much better.
I'll have to give it a watch.
Yeah, but it's good. It's good, not great. I need to watch it again. Get onto it again. It's got three different storylines going at the same time, and it's not really
a lot to keep up with.
Yeah, but and also too, I was tired and kind of dozing off, and so you know, see how that goes. And then yesterday went down and spent Mother's Day with my mom and my mother-in-law, which was nice.
You traveled to stay yesterday.
Yes,
and you found out some things about Clemson and South Carolina fans.
Do you want to hear it now?
I was just curious. We don't have to do it now. We can do it later.
I'll go ahead and tell you now. And maybe there's still a segment on it later on. And maybe I'm... You know, a lot of times you see what you want to see and you hear what you want to hear.
Yeah.
There is an... Clemson plays a very, very, very big part in this state. And there's so many car flags and bumper stickers and license tags. And you know, I saw a ton yesterday. Now, and I'm going down the rural part. I took Interstate all the way down and then... rural on the way back up, and there's just so many people with so many Clemson mailboxes and so many Clemson little flags, and I didn't see a whole lot of Gamecock stuff. I try to pay attention. I noticed it early in my trip down but I'm leaving from Clemson, so I said, you know, get this. So I get down to Columbia yesterday, and or actually Irmo, Lexington, and Batesburg yesterday, and I just don't see that many Gamecock stuff out there anymore. Am I missing something? Now we're isolated here, but I did not see very many mailboxes, very many, you know, flags that people fly on my home like I fly out mine. The little things you put out in front of your, you know, your yard, little things come by your knees, those little flags you see.
Sure.
People with their names, like the Millers with the Clemson Paul, you know, the little thing. I didn't see any. To be honest with you, I'm gonna guess now, without exaggerating. License tags, car flags. So, you know, so what brought my attention was a car flag I saw yesterday early. Mailboxes, you know, flags, flagpole flags, stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
40 to 10, guessing. Maybe 30 to 10, something like that.
Gotta love that.
It's just, and it really, and as I was coming home, it really hit me because I was trying to keep score a little bit in my head, you know. But on the way home, it hit me, man, just about how, like, we're coming up here. There was one of the things that hit me was I went out to the Cajun Cafe on Saturday, and all these people out there in their RVs, and there's maybe 8 or 10 RVs out there, motorhomes out there, and, you know, people like the Millers from Newberry, South Carolina, and they got little things out there. Just how important this place is to people and their weekends, and not just in football, but, you know what I'm saying, like, just a little reminder just how important this place is. But the other reminder was just how Clemson fans are really everywhere right now, and how now 8 years ago, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, what wasn't the case?
I was going to say, at some point in the past, this was different.
Yes.
And there was South Carolina flags everywhere.
Right. During that 5-game winning streak, Gamecock fans everywhere. And I always thought, man, you know what? I realized right now, I was like, man, you know what? This might be a Gamecock state. This is like, I think more people still pull for South Carolina State than Clemson. But boy, Clemson people are really, really, really showing their love now. And Gamecock fans are, I think, they're kind of like, well, let's wait till the next big run and we'll buy us a new bumper sticker, a new license tag. We'll put it together, a new mailbox, a new flag out from the house. Now, don't get me wrong. You still got the diehards. But I just didn't see any of it. And this is about the fifth or sixth time I've been through Columbia that I'm noticing this. I kind of like pay attention to this. You know, a little sociology report or experiment on my part.
Kristen's brother turned 21 this weekend.
Yeah.
So we took him out to get his t-shirt from Tiger Town, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And I opened the back door to Tiger Town to go out to the patio. And I, two young ladies behind me, I hold it open for them to walk out. One of them is wearing a black and garnet dress, and it has a big Gamecock on the side of it. I go, hey, you know, welcome to town. You know, just trying to be friendly. And she goes, I live here, you a-hole. I'm like, whoa. Excuse me?
First of all, pal. First of all.
Excuse me?
First of all, you instigated it.
Welcome to town?
I was legitimately saying
okay. Welcome to town.
Were they hot?
No. It doesn't matter. My girlfriend was two steps away.
If, hot. If it was a guy, would you have said something to him?
Absolutely.
You said, hey, welcome to Clemson, buddy.
When I see opposing fans in town, I go out of my
Gamecock
way to say
fans?
Stuff. Absolutely.
Come on, yeah. Man.
I say welcome to town. Yeah, she goes, I live here, a-hole. I was like, whoa.
Did she, when you reacted that way, did she take it back at all? Was it?
No, she just kept walking. And I didn't even go
for
it.
I'll be honest with you. I'm siding with her on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I thought I'd get a little help there.
No. You were an instigator in that one.
Not intentionally. It was completely.
You can see her side.
I guess.
Now, I will say this.
I held the door for her.
She asked for it.
She asked for a welcome to town?
No. She asked for a smart aleck comment.
But it wasn't from a wise butt. Comment. It wasn't. I held the door. If I didn't want her there, I wouldn't have held the door open.
Look, I don't blame her. She grew up in a rivalry. She's from here. She knows about the rivalry. She thought you were being a true
no
butt.
I was so taken aback.
No, don't be, dude. You knew what you were getting when you commented on it. She knew what she was getting by wearing the dress out, Mickey, the downtown of Tigertown.
Nothing makes me happier than when people talk about Clemson fans. And they talk about how welcoming and kind they are.
Yeah.
And all I'm trying to do is carry on that tradition.
I'm not buying it. To A&M fans, yes. To Austin Peay fans this weekend, sure, mm-hmm. Absolutely. To South Carolina fans, no. No. That's not what you were doing.
I should have thrown the door closed when you're telling me.
No, you just shut your mouth, go get your beer, go outside and smoke your heater and get on with your business.
Smoke your heater. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. But A... She asked for it because she wore a Gamecock dress to Tiger Town. She knew.
Big old emblem on the side. It was ugly.
Yeah, but she knew what she was doing.
Oh.
No, I know you, man. I know you. I'm not buying that one. That's interesting.
Truly.
You had your own sociological experiment this weekend.
Truly.
You just instigated it.
Truly, I was just walking her to town.
No.
That's honest to God.
Okay, give me this then. Your girlfriend's not listening right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
1 to 10.
She wasn't that attractive.
Friend?
I don't know. I just saw the Gamecock thing and I wanted to say, welcome to town.
You wanted to be a wise
I was not.
I know you.
I was trying to be a nice person.
That's not true.
Welcome to town.
I know you. I know what you're about. I know your game, buddy. I've seen your song and dance.
No.
You're the guy that comes out with doo-doo-doo-doo. You love rubbing your nose in it.
Yeah, sure.
You're the guy who wants to play national championship rejoins when Tony Morrell comes in. I know you, buddy. I know you.
You always say no to that. I don't understand.
Because it's not a classy thing to do.
No, but this time it was for real. And it won't happen again. I'll tell you right now.
Hey, bud, it might have been for real, okay? It might have been for real.
It was.
But you can't blame her for thinking it was disingenuous.
It won't happen again, I'll tell you right now.
Good.
She ruined it for the rest of the fan base.
You learned your lesson. I saw something this weekend on social media.
What's that?
A Clemson fan four-bombing Cocky.
Oh, come on.
I don't like it.
Boo!
I don't like it. Get me up to 10, maybe, but not 4. 6, maybe. But not 4. All right, we're up against the first break. I can't wait for second segment coming up. No matter what time of year it is, it's a great time to shop at Reed's Jewelers, especially now. For your girlfriend or wife, for your boyfriend or husband, you know it's a great place. They have the, you know, diamonds and earrings and charms and bracelets and for the men in your life, the Swiss watches and the vast inventory. Your local jeweler has everything. Wally Odom is that local jeweler with that team and staff that's ready to help you. Recognized as a top performing Reed's Jeweler location in the entire company. Take it from the guy that did it. I went and saw him. So great friends at Reed's, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haymall, right in the middle of it all. So great friends over at Reed's Jewelers in Greenville. A break, we'll come back. Second segment number 2, looking forward to it more for this.
Bojangles believes that boneless chicken should be full of flavor. That's why we serve bold, craveable Chicken Supremes. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with four Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
Hendrick Honda is surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easily help you on the path to success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easily, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easily vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easily, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Davo knows the gridiron. Brad knows the hardwood. Monty knows the diamond. And the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office. The clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the roar. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute, say you're bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Bang, bang.
We are going to get a very wet week this week. I don't know if you've seen the weather or not. Seen the weather, big man? How bad, man? I got to tell you something.
How bad is it?
It's bad.
Dang it.
80% tomorrow, 60% Wednesday, 100% Thursday, 90% Friday, 80% Saturday, 80% Sunday. The next time that it's not 60 or more percent of rain is Monday 60. It's next Tuesday. We're going to have 8 straight days of rain after today. Anyway, so.
8 straight days.
Quickly, I tell you this.
Ugh.
I'm on the driving range on Saturday. Guy comes up to me and goes, "What's up, Big Tuna?" It's a guy I've known forever. Right? So I know you love that. I said, "Man, I can't wait till I texted that Saturday
did.
Morning."
He did.
Big Tuna, he's great. Good friend of ours. Good caller, so Kevin, good dude. Anyway, we get 8 straight days of rain starting tomorrow. You ever notice how, like, we don't get like this mild weather for any amount of time? We went from very cold to hot.
Yeah, it was
no rain to 8 days of it. Like, there's just extremes. If you have any issues underneath your home, let Cantee come in and fix it. CanteeCanFixIt.com. Let them encapsulate your crawl space. CanteeY, CanteeCanFixIt.com. By encapsulating your crawl space, they're going to help keep the mold and mildew out. They're going to dry your home up from underneath and make sure that moisture never becomes an issue, that the air that your family breathes is great, that you get no mold, no mildew ever again. Let them fix it for you. CanteeCanFixIt.com. CanteeY. Let them also do anything. You have any cracks and any kind of foundation issues. CanteeY, CanteeCanFixIt.com. I'll tell my story that reminded me of Caroline Clips and stuff in the third segment because I don't want to impede on any more time with the second segment.
No, by all means. We are going to talk about your proclaimed biggest story of the weekend, biggest sports story of the weekend, because this is a sports show after all. Webb Simpson shoots 18 under par and wins the Players down at TPC Sawgrass. Webb shot a fine around 73, one over, and edged out, what is his playing partner, Danny Lee, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Schwartzel comes in second. Jimmy Walker and Xander, I don't know how to say his last name, Shoffley?
Yeah.
Comes in second as well. Jason Day, Duffner, Keegan Bradley, Harold Varner, Tommy Fleetwood, and Danny Lee round out the top 10. Good weekend down in Florida. Great weekend. Great weekend itself. Just the weekend, not Thursday and Friday, if you're a Tiger Woods fan. Tiger obviously cards the 65 in round 3 and then makes a bit of a run out of yesterday with a 69. A disappointing 69 yesterday, which is interesting to say. Thoughts on Tiger Woods round, or thoughts in general before we jump into Tiger himself?
Couple things. Webb Simpson played like as good a 72 holes as I've ever seen anybody play.
Low round of 63 in the second round there.
The golf tournament was over Friday night. Was it?
It was.
It was over.
Which made yesterday all that more exciting.
Yes. Because you could turn your attention down to other things going on. Justin Thomas, number one player in the world now.
Mm-hmm.
He finishes 11th. Dustin Johnson finishes 17th. So a new number one. A new world number one. I love how they say that. Very dramatic there.
World number one.
A bunch of really good players playing really well. Jason Day playing well. And obviously, I mean, Kepka's double eagle and 63 yesterday. Kepka, boy, when he gets it going. Justin Thomas, 66. I mean,
he could have been lower, too. Missed a birdie putt on 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there were some big-time players making some big-time plays.
It was a scoring course yesterday.
And it never got firm and fast.
No.
And so the guys really took advantage of it. The greens were good, and they took advantage of it. Tiger Woods, you have to be extremely encouraged, I would say, from Tiger Woods, who didn't finish off either round the way that he could.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, he shoots 30 on the front. You and I are going crazy. 59 watch was on. Birdies 1, 2, 4, 5, 7, and 9. Gets it to 8 under par through 12 holes and then doesn't bring it home. You get a birdie opportunity at 16 to take advantage of. He bogeyed 14.
14 both days.
Yeah, so you know what? And 14 is his nemesis hole.
Yeah.
But you know what? Nice 65. Yesterday, same story. Good start. Birdies 3, 4, 5, 9. She's 32 on the front. Birdies 11 and 12. He's got it 6 under again. Bad news here. Bogey's 14 again. Hits in the water at 17. It was two sand wedge shots.
Easy shots. Shots he's made 1,000 times in his life.
If he birdies 16 the first day, shoots 64.
Mm-hmm.
If he... 64 on Saturday. If he sits the sandwich just on the green, it's par 17. That's 3, and then 4 would be if you just birdie 16, you got a bad lot, 16. You know, you're talking about another 65. You know.
Listen, yesterday.
He was in it for a while yesterday.
He's four back at one point.
Right.
Four back with six to play.
Right. I kept saying if he just gets two back, then he might feel a little Tiger squeeze. Simpson might feel a little Tiger squeeze.
Four back, six to play. Simpson was I was two holes back of him.
Let me ask you something.
There was nothing aggressive about Webb Simpson's game yesterday.
Oh no. But rightfully so, he did the right thing.
Sure. And he ended up dropping a shot, right. Obviously. He shot one over.
Right.
He looked a little nervous.
Yeah, at points. A little bit. Not as nervous as Jason Duffner. Did you see my text about Jason Duffner?
No. Did you text me with Duff?
No, not text, tweet about Jason
Duffner. No.
Someone said, you know, Duffner got nervous yesterday. And he got really, really slow. Did you notice how slow he got?
Mm-mm.
And left a ton of putts short. And a guy tweeted at me and said, hey, man, Duffner putting is like hard to watch. I went, looks like he's slower with the putter than he is with the fork. Anyway. So anyway, I think if you're Tiger Woods, look, Tiger haters are going to say, it wasn't even a top 10, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the golf world that's not so terribly biased against Tiger Woods will say, look at the 354-yard drives. Look at the
354.
Look at the 8 under through 12 holes. Look at the 30s on the front, the 32s on the front. Look at the fact that he had it T2 at one time.
That's why I was so encouraged, speaking of that 354 on 14 on Sunday. All 3 days prior, he puts that ball right. On Sunday, he pipes it.
Yeah.
Absolutely nukes one down the middle.
Yeah.
And then that same one just comes rolling off the front of the green.
Chance there to get like 14 or 15, and then who knows? Then.
God.
But the point is, he drove it like a champ.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Putted well over the weekend.
How about he hit 79% of fairways on Sunday, 79% of fairways on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And he hit, I think what I'm saying is, hit 12 greens on, or 13 greens on Saturday. On Sunday, I should say, Saturday, what are you, like 15 greens? And he played really well, all right?
Part of me wants to bottle this Tiger up and wait until the U.S. Open. Because I think that Tiger, that weekend Tiger,
yeah,
has a chance to win the U.S. Open.
Yes.
Another part of me wants him to keep playing and keep fine-tuning some things.
My guess is he'll play in one more event before the Open. He'll play in Jack's Memorial. You got to make sure I'm right with saying as far as the schedule is concerned. They're going to go to Texas for a couple of Colonial and I think Byron Nelson and the Colonial. I think I'm right with saying that.
Yeah.
That's the next two events. You've got the Byron Nelson this week. New golf course for him. Hopefully it'll be better than the last one they played. And then you got Colonial. He won't play either of those. He'll play in the Memorial in the first week in June. He'll take the St. Jude's off in Memphis, and then he'll play at Shinnecock. I might get a week off in Connecticut afterwards. He'll play the National up in the Potomac. Greenbrier, I'm not sure. Take a couple weeks off over and then play in Carnoustie. Then a couple weeks off in there, and then the Bridgestone. Hopefully make the World Golf Championships and then play at Belle Reve.
Yep.
So, but the point is, as I thought, I think I've been right so far in this thing. Showing signs, rust coming off a little bit, getting more comfortable. Everything's like a step forward so far. At times, the driver's been good, but it's getting better. At times, the iron's been bad. I mean, it's been good, but it's getting better. The putter, but it's getting better. All of it's getting more comfortable. And as I told you earlier in this process, when it looked like the back was there and the speed was there, that you can build off of that. And it looks like to me that this summer, I think you'll start to see him in contention a little bit.
One holes 1 to 14 yesterday.
Yeah.
That was the Tiger Woods that was clearly the best player on the course.
Yes.
That was the Tiger Woods everybody has known at some point in their golf fandom. And if he can find that for a weekend and do that, I mean, my goodness.
It looked good.
It was exciting. It was so much fun. It was seeing that picture of 17 on Saturday where it is just to the gills full.
Yeah.
People care. People want to see Tiger Woods win again.
No doubt.
And I'm excited. I shared that photo. People were like, you obviously have never watched a tournament. It's always like that. And then I'm looking at it yesterday. And there's empty seats everywhere. The lawn's half full for some of these guys swinging. Get out of my face.
Off ratings down.
Get out of my face.
Nobody's watching it. Now it's all people talking about.
Get out of my face.
JD and Piedmont said, is Tiger not finishing good? A sign his back stamina's not there? No. If it, there is no better conditioned athlete. It had to do with the golf course being tough. And he made a couple of bad swings. Bad club selections on a couple of those. Roger says, win U.S. Open, no. Contend, yes. Win British Open, yes. You know what? Wouldn't surprise me.
I'd be okay with him winning the British.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I'd be okay with it.
I think, I'm not sure he's going to win a major this year. I think he's going to win this year.
Take the old ferry order, Skyland. Don't let him be in contention on Sunday at the British.
You're going to be over there.
I'll be over there. I'll be in Ireland, but I'll find a way.
You might be in Carnoustie.
I might be over in Scotland that day.
That's crazy to think about.
Yep.
All right. Second part of that. I would say that Tiger Woods.
I know what this is going to be. Think we have time? You want to do this in the next segment?
I just want to do just a quick little. I'm not gonna rub anybody's nose in it.
Just a little jab.
I would say that Tiger Woods.
Careful.
Took Jordan Spieth over his lap.
Sure.
Pulled his little britches down and spanked his little bottom. He went, little boy, you need a little spanking. So allow me to administer this little spanking to you.
Jordan Spieth shoots a 74 yesterday. Two over.
Made a 9 on the last hole, 8 on the last hole. 8 or 9.
Almost age 17, though. After Tiger Plunks went after that.
Yeah. Jordan Spieth, he showed us who he was yesterday. A friend of mine, a guy I played golf with Saturday, did a great Jordan Spieth imitation. Jordan Spieth's caddy, his name's Michael. And the guy does it great. How about this one? Oh, Michael, 1 yard from perfect. Every shot. Oh, Michael, 1 yard from perfect. He's like, oh, it's not his fault. It's like, typical Jordan Spieth yesterday. 74. Good job, Jordan.
My favorite one is when he's putting.
Yeah.
I've noticed now since you've brought this to my attention.
Yeah, it always hits something. It's also
when he's putting and it goes right or left and he'll point at it. And like, it'll go right and he'll be like, oh, he'll point with his hand to the right. Like, I knew it was going to go right when I hit it.
Yeah. I didn't hit a bad putt there.
Why'd you hit it that way?
Yeah. I know. I didn't hit a bad putt there. He showed us that, man. People are starting to find out. You just watch it. Great golf tournament, though.
I had a lot of fun watching a non-major for the first time in quite a while.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Got a bunch of, or not a bunch. I got a text last night about Webb Simpson doing well in life. Good for him.
Mm-hmm. His beard made no sense. His swing makes no sense. You watch the tournament, obviously. Yeah. When he comes into the top of his swing and does this little twirl in his backswing, what is that?
In his downswing.
What is
that? I don't feel very comfortable. I got to make sure I get it turning one way. I'll put it to you like this. It's hard to say after the guy shoots 63 and shoots 18 under par. He's not very good, man.
He's made $24 million on the tour in his career.
And he's won a U.S. Open.
He's won a U.S. Open.
Good for him, man.
He ended a professional golf tournament on Friday, essentially.
He did. Good for him, man.
It looks awkward to the eye.
He's not that good. He's really.
He's not long.
No.
He's routinely hitting those hybrids to try to get to the greens.
I think he's a really good guy.
Meanwhile, Tiger's piping 9 irons 190 yards over greens.
Yeah. I can't figure out if he's like a spoiled rich country club brat kid or if he's like just a good, wholesome guy. I know, I was telling my wife last night, I admire him and his wife for how they live their lives and how they profess their faith. I think they're really good people. They got 4 kids. It's like the all American family. So I like that. I don't think he's a spoiled rich country club barricade. I don't want to believe that. I want to really like the guy. But there was nothing. I mean, look at what he's done in this calendar year. He did finish 5th at the Heritage. That was good. He finished 8th down at Valspar. But the rest of this year,
that's who he is, though, right?
Yeah.
The occasional top 10.
36 cut, 5th, 37th, 8th, 29th, 20th, 5th, 20th. He's solid. Very solid.
He's a good tour professional.
Yeah.
I just didn't expect him to shoot. If that 18's not there at the top of the leaderboard yesterday, if it's not there,
it'd be a great golf tournament.
It would have been wild.
Last year, 28 events, 6 top 10s, no wins. 2016, 20 events, 2 top 10s. You know?
Yep.
This is the last he'll do this year. 22 events in 2015, 5 top 10s, no wins.
Yeah, he hadn't won since 2013? 2014.
He won Shriners 2014. Anyway, good dude, man. I want to believe he's a good dude. Wake Forest dude. I want to say he's a good guy.
Ooh.
We got to take a break, buddy. Come back. I'll tell you another couple stories this weekend. I want to hear yours as well. Reaction Monday. Phone calls, text, tweets, more to this.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson is back in action this Wednesday when they play their final regular season home game of the year against Kennesaw State at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. Pregame will begin at 6 p.m. with first pitch at 6:30. Tune in on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-640-88. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-640-88. That's 1-800-640-88.
If you're a pro, the PPG paint you count on every day is now at the Home Depot every day, starting at only $15.97 a gallon. Count on PPG Ultra High for quick turn jobs, PPG Diamond for easy application, and PPG Timeless for guaranteed one coat hide and coverage. And now, count on the Home Depot to have it all. PPG Pro Grade paint, starting at only $15.97 a gallon, as close as your nearest Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Let them take care of you. Urban Nirvana wants to pamper your wife or your girlfriend. They want to pamper you and a couple's stuff. They want to pamper the prenatal stuff, man. I don't know how I do this. If I could just see, like, being pregnant would just be one of the most miserable things you could ever be. And like, your feet are swollen, your ankles are swollen, your back hurts, your hormones are raging. Like, man, this has got to be, especially late in that third trimester. You're like, man, just, ugh. I watched that Being Serena show the other day. There's never been someone more miserable about to give birth than Serena, man. Like, she just, like, oh, she's miserable, like, hot. So why not let Urban Nirvana do the prenatal massage stuff, right? Makes a lot of sense.
Why were you watching a show about Serena Williams being pregnant?
It was on, it's a show called Being Serena, and she was pregnant. She gave birth. Beautiful little girl. Beautiful little girl. Anyway. There's some scenes in that, and I just didn't feel comfortable watching. I was like, C-section scenes. I was like,
oh, come on.
UrbanNirvana.com.
Come on.
All right. Let me tell you one more quick story for this weekend. By the way, besides your baseball this weekend and your verbal assaulting Gamecock fans in Tigertown.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Anything else happened?
No.
What night were you in Tigertown? Oh, your that's right, brother-in-law's birthday.
My girlfriend's brother's birthday, yeah.
Right, brother-in-law.
Come on, man.
Soon to be, maybe.
No, come on, man.
So, get this. Maybe I'm wrong. Look, maybe I'm way off base on this one. But I called my mom on the way down, and I'm like, hey, mom, you want me to pick you up something for lunch? Thought it was pretty nice of me, right?
Sure.
Because I'm going to be going, you know, Harbison Boulevard right here to speak. She said, yeah. She said, there's a sub place there I really like. And I said, well, I said, dude, go online, tell me, text me your order, tell me what you want, and I'll pick you up some, you know, lunch on the way in. All right. I got a Clemson shirt on. I walk in. On the door, it's proud members of the Gamecock Club bumper sticker in the window.
Off to a good start.
I've eaten, and this is a chain, by the way. I'm not going to tell you what chain.
Subway.
No. I'm not going to tell you what chain.
Jersey Mike's.
I'm not going to tell you what chain. No, I'm not going to tell you what chain.
Grouchos.
No, but I'm not going to tell you what chain.
Is it Which?
No, which best subs in Clemson? No. I'm not going to tell you what chain.
I don't know any more sub places.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, is it Jimmy John's?
No.
Is it a franchise?
Yes.
Like a big franchise?
Yeah. But I'm not going to tell you what chain.
Firehouse.
You know, let's just say.
There it is. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. So I go in there, right?
He's at Firehouse.
And I love this one sub they have there.
The Hook and Ladder.
No. It's good. Hook and Ladder's good.
I don't know. I've only been to Firehouse a couple of times.
It's just a brisket thing, right? Anyway.
Sure.
So I get it home like I'm starving.
Starving.
I get to my mom and dad's house. Not a lot of meat on it. First thing comes to my mind, Clemson shirt.
Oh, no.
Normally, because I've had that sub maybe 10 times before.
Yep.
A lot of meat.
Sure.
This time, I barely covered the bread.
Was your parents' stuff filled with, you know, the appropriate amount of
I didn't want to ruin my mom's mother.
Of deli cuts.
Would you? Now, my wife says this, and I think it's my wife says this. Somebody told us, don't put car flags on, like, because if you're a Clemson fan pulled by Gamecock law authority, or if you're a Gamecock fan pulled by a Clemson guy, whatever, there's a chance you might get more of a ticket.
Listen, I don't put car flags on at all because, you know, I'm a reasonable human being. The most stuff I have an alumni license plate thing. That's it. I think car flags are tacky.
You know what you are?
What's that?
You're the guy that puts the proudly supporting local law enforcement on the back so you don't get a ticket. You do that, don't you?
I have a PBA card in my wallet, yes.
Throw it on out there.
Yeah. That's, if this means anything to you, sir.
I'll just be introducing this into the conversation.
There's no good way to do that.
There's a sociological experiment saying, I've used that word a couple times now, where they put...
not a big deal.
Put like legalized marijuana bumper stickers on the back of cars, and then they put support your local law enforcement on the back of cars.
Who gets pulled more?
Yeah, who gets pulled more? Who gets tickets when they get pulled? Who gets warnings? Who gets tickets? but I mean, I can see that a little bit. So if there's anything, my theory holds any water at all, that the sub that's normally packed with meat, because I was a Clemson guy and a Gamecock place, that I didn't get as much meat.
I like to thank our good friends at Firehouse Subs, the Firehouse Subs of Columbia.
I didn't say it's Firehouse Subs.
Would always give you the correct amount of meat.
Yeah.
Be professionals about it.
I thought it would be like a little prepackaged thing, like it's stock.
Of course they're going to give you the right amount of meat. Of course they will.
But maybe. I don't know, man. I hope that's not the case. I hope it's not the case at all. I got this one. Contrarian says Tiger has a better chance of getting his wife back than win again. Good job, Sparky. Look,
he responded.
Yeah, he did. Good for him.
And he didn't understand what you were saying. He actually agreed with you.
No, he's being sarcastic. He's being facetious because people are always right. Well, they're more right about their than you are. Let me get to the thing I'm chasing here. It says Tiger has a better chance of getting his wife back again than winning. And I said, look, ignore what other players say, what paid golf fans say, what others say, because you know more. And just call in when he wins. And he goes, well, because the people are always right. Well, no, they're more right about golf than you are because they are professionals. And golf's hard because golf is not the same guy wins all the time. I can tell you that Rafael Nadal or that, in tennis, it's easy to predict a tennis winner.
Pick one of the big four.
Right. Justify's going to win another horse race. You know, I don't know if it's going to be this weekend or not, but he's going to win another horse race at some point in time.
The Preakness?
Yes. But that said, I don't know. But that said, you know what? It's hard in golf. The Golden State Warriors are going to win another championship at some point in time. You know, I can tell you that most likely at some point in time this year that the Astros and the Yankees and the Red Sox, some of those teams are going to make the playoffs this year. Golf's tough. It's difficult. Webb Simpson won once in the last 5 years, and he won yesterday. So you get that. Tiger and Easley says, his name is Webb, and he went to Wake Forest. He may be a great guy, but I'm betting he's a spoiled country club brat. On second thoughts, his swing looks like he's a public muni man. I changed my mind. I like him. That swing, man. That swing. All right. I've got, is this our buddy Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to put him now? Because I only got about a minute for him. Do you want to hold
him? You want me to ask him?
Ask him. While you do that, I'll tell you about Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Let him get in touch with him, Prime Lending. Here's what I love about Prime Lending. I get great rates. I get great people. I get someone who's tailoring, structuring a loan just for me. And I love it. It's my great friend at Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com. Mark Hawkins and Amanda. I got a great email from Mark. I'll read you tomorrow about how you can save money. So great friends at Prime Lending and primelendingsc.com. Our good friend Andrew Finley from Greenville. I got 1 minute, brother, man. How you doing?
That's perfect. I'm going to take about 30 seconds, and I'm going to let you rebuttal, okay?
All right.
So I think we saw that, when Tiger's at his best, he's still better than just about everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw it for 18 holes on Saturday and about 14 holes on Sunday. So that's definitely encouraging heading. You know, he probably plays maybe once again before the U.S. Open or maybe just the U.S. Open. To say that, you know, that there's no shot that he could ever win again, yes, just asinine. It's just dumb. It doesn't ever need to be said. If you're going to, you know, have a thought, at least let it be a smart, constructive thought. If he doesn't play with Scuba Steve on Thursday and Friday, you know, he's probably 600-700 into Saturday and not, you know, bogged down by that, you know, nonsense or whatever that was.
Who's Scuba Steve?
So, yeah.
Phil
in that little long sleeve Water Wiccan, whatever it was.
Scuba Steve.
So, hey, Tiger's back. We saw the stinger. We saw the putter. We saw, you know, inside of 10 feet on a constant basis. 354 yesterday, you know, a little casual, you know, 193 9 iron. He's back.
Love it.
Yeah, he's winning by 10 at the U.S. Open, no doubt.
I love it, Andrew. Hey, I got to the top of the hour. We'll talk about it when you come back, hour number two.